Hey, everybody! It's that time on a Kickstart Wednesday. It's time for your Hot Minute. I hope that you're catching this before the show, which starts at 7 a.m. Pacific, live on 12radio.com. If you are, congratulations, but don't miss a minute. Be sure that you're ready over at the site, and we will be giving you a shout in the Facebook chat room as well. You guys, it's been a couple of weeks since we've been able to connect with you, especially before a Kickstart Wednesday. I am thrilled to be here as we wrap up the month of innocence on the Kickstart. Yes, some may say an odd topic choice that I picked, but a really important one. Yeah. I am a true believer of that sense of innocence in each and every one of us. That naivete, that thing we just don't know about, that's around the bend of our life. And can you still keep moving forward? Christine, last week we talked about being that struggling swimmer in the water, and you're kind of flailing, and if you just relax and take a deep breath, you realize that your body floats right on top of the water.
Yep.
And with each breath, you relax, and it becomes clear what you need to do next. You guys, that is our lives. And yes, we can get caught up in a tidal wave of energy. Energy that's not ours. Energy that we create that we don't need. Something that's not true. And it can be delivered out of our own fears or the fears of others. Put yourself in the innocence of who you are, that same innocence that helped you to walk, that helped you to talk, make things happen, believe in something greater than yourself, because it's still true today. We're going to put a wrap on this conversation over at the Kickstart. I can't wait. So I thought I'd warm you up here. And Christine, that was my hot minute.
Oh, okay. And I have way too much to say. Good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. I'm up. I'm Adam. And I've got a little, you know, jump in my step, probably because we got a really good night's sleep last night. And I was a little, you know, less active with my dream state, which is usually kind of nutty crazy. And I wake up feeling like I haven't slept because Frank has got me so busy during the nighttime. Something that I want to have everybody think about is just to take a super pause. Now, I think Deb and I should probably do this for one of the shows because there's so much information that we are sharing with you. This idea of innocence. Well, yeah, I don't know. How many topics have we covered, Deb?
Tons. Don't even make
years
me list them up.
Years and years, let me tell you. So we've got all of this data, and yet it's so simple. I love what you said in Monday's Hot Minute, that this is storytelling. This is your life. And if we kind of saw it, it's like numerology. You know, the way I explain numerology when in your comprehensive chart, when the curtain rises of your life, everybody's, and it's the moment that you're born, right? Everybody's in place. You've got the main players. You've got the antagonists. You've got the best buds. You have the goals and the passions and the dreams. And then you have everybody in the audience who are just, you know, they got their popcorn and their soda and they're ready to watch. Well, what's going to happen? It really feels like that. That is your life. If you can recognize that, you know, when you go to a play, sometimes you like the play and sometimes you think it just absolutely sucks. How come? Because the people didn't embody the characters, or because it was just a really bad storyline. Well, you have control of your storyline. You have control of the people who are a part of that storyline. You have control of the choices that you make and how you make them. And it's kind of exciting. Just like sitting in the audience of a really exciting play, except you're the main character. If we just brought this playful experience into our daily lives, do you realize what would change? The biggest thing that would change is you. How you perceive, I got to do this, or this is next, or I got to do this, you would be fascinated and excited because you're the lead that everybody's watching. What's she going to do now? What's his choice now? Just kind of play with that. It's not daunting. It's exciting. It's like being on Broadway. It's my hot minute, and we'll chat with you guys in 2.5 seconds.
We sure know how to keep it light on a Wednesday.
I thought that was pretty light. I mean, it's fun.
And that, Christine, is our hot minute.